Welcome to the Good Book Club podcast, part of a worldwide initiative to get people reading their Bible and exploring the Word of God together. This season, we're reading the Gospel of Matthew. Find the full list of daily readings and more ways to learn and connect at goodbookclub.org.
Hello, my name is Nia McKenney. I'm the music director at Church of the Advent in Cincinnati, Ohio, as well as a customer service specialist at Forward Movement. Today's reading for the Good Book Club is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 28. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah and the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human beings." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Today's reflection on the scripture passage comes from A Journey with Matthew, published by Forward Movement as a book and an ebook. The author is the Right Reverend Mary Gray Reeves. Sometimes it is the question rather than the answer that advances our learning most. In much of Matthew's gospel, disciples are characterized as those who listen and understand Jesus' teaching. The question and answer format in this passage between the disciples and Jesus, however, gives them a chance to speak their mind and hearts, not yet publicly, but within the intimate setting of teacher and disciples. "Who do you say that I am?" is a question designed to help the disciples learn something more of Jesus. But importantly, at this critical juncture in the story, perhaps they need to learn something about themselves. Are they ready for what lies ahead? As they ponder all they have seen and heard, the disciples need to say what Jesus, in his fullness, is to them personally. This work of salvation has breadth in the ways it may be interpreted. At some point, it must become a part of the heart, mind, and soul of the disciples. They cannot remain spectators to all they have seen and heard. They must understand themselves as part of the story. The litmus test used by some Christians, "Do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" can be judgmental and limiting, but the personal discernment and struggle in discovering one's answer is indeed a fruitful experience. The Holy Spirit moves in such a conversation with God, and we in turn discern the ways in which we are called to serve God's kingdom. Throughout your day, consider this question about today's reading. Who do you say Jesus is? How does your understanding of Jesus and your relationship with him translate into service for the kingdom of God? If you would like to comment or hear what others are saying, visit us on Facebook at The Good Book Club. And let us pray. O Jesus, revelation of grace, may our hearts, minds, and spirits be open to your fullness. May we embrace you as completely as you embrace us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Find the full list of Good Book Club daily readings, as well as additional ways to learn and connect with other disciples, at www.goodbookclub.org. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement in partnership with the Episcopal Church's Office of Communications. Learn more at forwardmovement.org and episcopalchurch.org.